Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends of Southwest Florida. How are you today? It is an awesome day. A little windy, breezy, but a nice Thursday. Glad you can be with us here. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris, filling in for Rick Church on the other side of the glass here at ESPN Southwest Florida, as we like to call it, the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. Don't forget, you can download our app. It is free. Carry us wherever you go, since your phone goes wherever you go, at ESPN Southwest Florida. Our website, also, you can listen live there or go back in time. Vote on our Sheeman and Shepherd texter bracket. Plenty of contests, interesting stories, lists, everything on the website, ESPNSWFL.com. We're on Twitter at ESPNSWFL as well. You can follow me at Craig ESPN. Pete Shepherd's at PSHEP326. Phone number and Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Lots to do today. More fallout on the excitement of the Dolphins. We had a little disagreement on the Heat sideline last night that's worth a chat. We have a few guests today. El Hombre, Michael Bradley, friend of the program. He is he's a pundit. He's been on the show before. He's always good radio. He's a professor at Villanova, but he went to Michigan. We're going to find out who he's rooting for tonight. Gabe Morenci will be on. We'll find out who he's rooting for tonight. And Rick Harrell will be on the business side of sports. He's a Duke fan. This could be Coach K's last day as a head coach. You never know. So we got a lot to do. Pete Shepherd, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Puff, puff, poop. Happy birthday. Happy 38th. He's my fellow Aries. He's going to be able to listen to the whole show today. Good.
All right.
Excellent. Yeah. It cracks me up. I'm listening to who was filling in for Greeny today?
Jordan Cornett, was it?
Jordan Cornett. And who's the guy? What's his name?
Chris.
Chris, he's on a lot. He's been filling in a lot.
Forgetting his name.
And he's just going on and on about Krzyzewski and the whole country. You know, that's the big story. And thank God she went back at him. It's like, only in your little Northeast micro world. She's like, because he's just giving Texas Tech no chance, whatever. And it was typical. Like, I don't know how much college basketball you actually watch, but clearly you get caught up in the hype of headlines instead of the actual substance of the flavor of the moment.
Yeah. I think that happens a lot, to be honest.
I think Duke's going down tonight, not just because I have Texas
Tech.
It's
a pick 'em game anyway. It's going to go down to the wire. Yeah, give Texas Tech their respect. All right.
Anyway.
But
yes.
Just for a moment. I hate to do this.
He's all oozy.
Who's that? Oh, no. We got all day to talk about Chris. I'm going to talk about me for a minute. Because
what else is new?
I know. It's a daily traffic report. I got to get this out.
Who's your girls going to play UConn in the semis? In the regional?
That's tomorrow, I believe. Yeah. Driving here today.
Oh, no.
It's my daily traffic report. I hate to do this because people tune in to us to lift them up from maybe their miserable day or maybe they're having a tough day.
What happened?
So I'm not going to mention the plumbing company, but there was a truck. Guy driving a black monster truck with a big box trailer behind it with all this plumbing equipment. It's an independent plumbing company.
Lane?
Left lane. All the way. I picked it up in Naples. Through Bonita.
What road?
Through I-75. The left lane the entire way, approximately 115. And you're listening. I know you are. You're a dude. You're a day worker. That's all you guys. You listen to us. You're an independent contractor. You guys are a huge part of our audience. I know you're listening to me. The left lane is not yours for coasting along. You bottleneck 30 people for 15 miles.
Actually, isn't it illegal?
Yes! Get your ass out of the way.
Those trucks should be in the right lane, second lane.
It's a truck and a trailer, for gosh sakes. Get out of the left lane. It's not your private road. And then I get off I-75, and I get behind this dimwit lady in a blue Acura making the left turn onto Corkscrew.
at about 2 miles an hour and oblivious to anything going on. And I look, and she's on her phone while making a turn onto a road. People, stop it.
They don't care.
We need to start a Sheeman and Shepherd driving school.
Oh, criminal watch. Like, you know, like they had, you know, they need to be exposed.
Absolutely.
They need to be filmed and exposed.
The plumber dude had an 888 number, and I almost wanted to call him live on the air, but I don't think we're allowed to do that.
Well, you should call on your own and say, because I always have that, how's my driving? Yeah, I love those numbers.
You it suck!
God, they have the nerve to act surprised.
Or flip you off if you, like, you know, huffy when you're by. Anyway, that felt good to get off my chest. Ooh. Thank you. I appreciate all of it, each and every one of you. Chris, how are you? Welcome back.
I'm good, man. I'm really good. I'm in a good spot mentally.
You missed a hell of a day being a Dolphins fan to be on the air yesterday.
You're on your way back, right?
I did, but that's the sacrifice that I make for these things to have to get to fall into place.
I'm surprised. I thought you'd certainly detour to Miami and go meet him. Tyreek Hill on the plane and Armstead.
Well, he didn't arrive until today, it looks like. Or maybe it was last night. I don't know.
No, today.
No, I'm in a good place, you know.
You had a great day yesterday.
Dolphins have done some good things, I think.
Yeah.
It is our, you know, you other teams, you can have the winter and the fall. You know, that's your time to shine. Dolphins?
Yeah.
We shine in April.
You are the all-April team.
That's when the Dolphins show up and say, look at what we've put together. It'll probably collapse.
Still like got two first-rounders next
year. Why would you go down that road?
Because that's how we're conditioned. I have no idea what we're talking about. I get Chris.
No, I have to. I cannot jump in this pool. I will put my toe in the water, sit on the side with a drink.
He'll pee in the pool.
See how the water is, and then I'll jump in.
Yeah.
Well, no one's asking you to say they're going to the Super Bowl or some crazy thing like that. But look, they haven't. It's just not. They haven't been a top 10 offense. You know, last time Miami was a top 10 offense?
It's been
1995. 1995.
That's embarrassing. So you think maybe they could be a top 10 offense this
absolutely
year?
Could.
Oh, if
they, I have another interesting question for you. But first,
It
is 7 minutes and 40 seconds past the hour. Time for a Sports Center rundown. I don't have to do them anymore. Here's Chris.
A Texas grand jury is considering pursuing criminal charges against Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson in connection to one of the 22 civil suits alleging sexual misconduct. UFC star Jorge Masvidal taken into custody last night in Miami Beach on charges of aggravated battery with bodily harm and criminal mischief, according to a report obtained by ESPN. And tonight, the Sweet 16 gets underway. We got coverage starting at 7 o'clock. First game to tip, number 4, Arkansas against top-seeded Gonzaga.
A lot of texts requesting the Dolphins song yesterday. They tuned on the radio expecting to hear the Dolphins song, but no Chris, no song. I mean, you got to squeeze it in today at some point, I would think, right?
No.
What is your bar?
I made a proclamation.
Yeah.
I proclaimed at the end of the season, not going to let this team hurt me again. And I'm not.
Oh, you were the Bears fan.
And I'm not going to let them hurt me again. I think they've changed. I don't think they're going to hurt me anymore. But you never really know until you get to about Thanksgiving. So
that's what Pete says.
So
I figure out sooner than that. They're going to be, if they stay reasonably healthy, they're going to be competitive. And then Tua's going to shut a lot. I'm so sick of hearing about Tua can't throw the ball down the field. And I was going to read the stat yesterday. Rick beat me to it. Pass, he was right up there with 20 to 30 yard throws, whatever the stat was. I'll find it. There was like two people better than him when he got the opportunity.
He was accurate downfield.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, Mike Tannenbaum will rain on the parade during Sound Street later on.
Yes, he will.
All IPAs texting. And Craig, my lady drives a blue Acura and is a crappy driver. Sorry, man. All right. Chris, with everything, I want to ask you a question that Pete and I, it was brought up by a texter. It was a great question yesterday.
Okay.
With everything that's gone on in the NFL, in the AFC, if I spot you the Jets, the Texans, and the Jags, give me the bottom five.
So is that two more or?
Yeah, I just need to. Who makes up the bottom five in the AFC? If I spot you, the Jets, the Texans, and the Jags.
Now, we concluded that the fifth worst team could actually have 10 wins.
Yeah.
I'll tell you where I went. I went Pittsburgh, maybe Cleveland still with the shot. Not Cleveland.
I went to Pittsburgh.
And maybe the Ravens? Maybe? Who else are you going to kick out?
I'm the Patriots?
Patriots could be there at 10 wins.
I think the Patriots could be there.
I think it's a hell of a question.
Yeah.
The Dolphins certainly have not earned the right to be like just a shoe-in for outside of the bottom eight. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, but you're not.
This is a team, and I want everybody. This is a team that's won 9 and 10 games the last two years.
I think you're the second best. I know Pete may disagree. I think you're the second best in your division. I think it's Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, and then you got the Jets with a big drop off.
I think right now on paper, I mean, no, it certainly looks that way. And it's not because for me and the Patriots often, because I think Mac Jones is going to not have a sophomore slump. I think the people that they picked up last year are fine. They got to find a way. I can't get those two Bills games out of my head. And that was in December when they usually play really well. They didn't have a great December last year. So they got to figure out a couple of things on defense. They don't have the firepower, obviously, on paper that Miami and Buffalo do. I'm more worried on their side of the ball right now anyway on defense, straightening that out. Because you can't – I mean, Buffalo got 8,000 first downs and the Patriots got, you know, the last two games, the Buffalo scored whatever they wanted to.
I think it would be I'm going through playoff teams from last year, though. Like, the Raiders. Like, I think the Broncos are now better than the Raiders. Everybody's anointing the Chargers, and I think that they're really good.
I think the Chiefs might be the fourth team in their division.
I think
the Broncos right now are better than the Raiders?
I told Pete before the show, I said, you could take the AFC West, give each team a die to put in a bag. You pull them out in any random order. Wouldn't be surprised at the outcome one way or the other.
Right.
You could tell me any one of those teams win the division or any one of those teams lose the division, and I'd say, okay, I could kind of see how that would happen.
Yep.
I just, you know, with the Broncos, and I agree with you totally, I'm just wondering, you know, is Russell Wilson chemistry with the new team? It may take a little longer than you think. Right out of the gate.
Oh, but I mean, they're doing at defense. Like, I don't think the DeMarcus Lawrence deal gets talked about enough. It gets overshadowed by the Russell Wilson trade, and you put him on one side with Chubb on the other, and that's as formidable as Bosa and Khalil Mack.
No, I agree. I think it's so even. 10 wins. If a team gets more than 10 wins in the AFC West, I'll be shocked. You look at the schedules.
I mean, I'm kind of with you on Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Because I think Baltimore, I think that we have the wrong taste in our mouth with the Baltimore Ravens.
Maybe.
Like, I think that if you put the healthy J.K. Dobbins in there and Lamar's there and able to work an entire offseason with Bateman, the first-round pick last year, and he wasn't healthy till about halfway through the season, and their entire secondary was out late in the year. Like, I think the Ravens are a lot better team than what we remember.
Fair, but where is Lamar Jackson's head, though, without the – I mean, do we agree the contract has got to happen before –
Well, that's a great question.
I think it has to happen.
Well, there aren't five bad teams in the NFC. That's the problem.
I think there are three.
Yeah. I think there are three. Yeah.
And Houston may end up being better than you think, you know, if –
I think Jacksonville's the team that
might
be.
Well, that's another one.
With a grown-up in charge.
I thought the grown-up was now with Cleveland.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That grown-up was
we'll have to
Cleveland.
See where the child now, gets traded. Baby Yoda and Baker Mayfield, they're like the same. Baby Yoda's better.
Well, I'm still.
Baker's going to be a Steeler, according to Mary Kay Cabot, if he gets cut. They will not trade him to the Steelers, but he.
I am still reporting. I haven't confirmed yet to myself, but I am reporting that Baker and Julio Jones will go to Detroit. And Detroit is still on the back burner.
It's not happening.
For Baker. He's on the back burner. It's
Julio Jones will be a Colt by next week
back
with
burner,
Matt Ryan.
But I would love – wouldn't that be great if Baker did go to the Steelers? How awesome would that be? But then he'd have to beat out Trubisky.
I'm still fascinated with this bottom five question.
And I'm
sitting here thinking, we know that there's the Super Bowl hangover for the loser.
But they just redid the offensive line.
In this case, I don't know. They look awful powerful.
But we say that about the team that gets to the Super Bowl every year.
Yeah, but this is three offense. This is like, but we never talk about, you know, upgrading your lines, all that. It's always about the position, the skill players. They got three Pro Bowl guys. Three.
Yeah.
I mean,
3.
So you're saying they're clear, they're the best in their division.
I think right now,
because I think you can make a case for the other 3 teams in that division finishing at the bottom.
I think Cincinnati is right there with Buffalo, 1 and 1A. And
I'm the first one. Yes, I said it yesterday. I'm the first one that likes to remind everybody Super Bowl hangover losing team. I was prepared to do our win-loss thing in April whenever we do it and screw the Bengals. I can't. They got draft picks to shore up the defense. Their offense is – nothing's wrong with the offense now.
Here's the best part about this everything. It's only March 24th.
Oh, I know.
It's March 24th. Now, the thing – now, let's also remember with the Chiefs, and people could say, let's take a little bit of a step back here. They got a bleep load of picks, a lot, in this coming draft. And it's a highly – obvious. We know the receivers are – it's the big part of it.
Yeah.
The Chiefs have 12 picks. They own 2 picks in the first round. They own 2 picks in the first, second, third, and fourth round this year.
Yeah.
So, they might be able to not rebuild, sort of reload, half reload fairly quickly here. I wouldn't.
They still got Patrick Mahomes, the half a billion dollar player.
But this is that's the reason Tyreek Hill is no longer there. When you pay the quarterback that much,
that's the consequence.
And you
that's
pay it. Chris Jones all that money, and Frank Clark gets all the money that he gets, and all these people get all the money. Eventually, you're going to have to look around and go, we don't have anything left.
Bye.
We can't give you the money you're asking for, Tyreek Hill.
That's right.
We can't give it to you.
By the way, speaking of being March 24th, Not a Day Goes By says his son is 2 years old. He would like a happy birthday song or the Dolphins fight song. He sent a picture earlier today of his 2-year-old sign at the Dolphins game, Dolphins first game. So, by the way, Not a Day Goes By. What is the name of your son? We will be glad to give him a shout out if he's listening. But happy birthday.
Chiefs are said to be 50-50 on signing former Packers wide receiver Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and they're also they feel good about adding Ronald Jones and Stephon Gilmore also. Mm-hmm. If the price comes down for him, you could see him.
Mrs. Gator Nation, happy birthday to you as well.
Wow, a lot of Aries today. Love it.
Yep. Happy birthday, Mrs. Gator Nation.
I'll be celebrating this weekend.
I think the Dolphins would have to be in the bottom 5 of the AFC.
But at the bottom 5, we're talking 10-win teams.
I still think they're competitive for a playoff spot. I can't justify putting them ahead of other teams right now.
I can't justify putting the Patriots ahead of those other teams right now either. So
I think you put those 2 teams in the NFC and they would compete to win a division.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The haves and have-nots between AFC and NFC is
and then there's the Jets.
Amazing.
Then there's the Jets.
Well, they're the Jets.
Well, you should be able to get 2 wins right there. So that's good. That's always good for you. In a very tough AFC, you should be able to.
I was actually thinking yesterday when this move happened, God, I hope the Dolphins don't play the Jets week 1. You have excitement and you have hope in the opening week. I like playing the Jets around Halloween when it's very clear that they're done and
they've
dusted.
They've given up.
They're seeing ghosts with or without Sam Darnold on the sideline.
What about
I like the Jets Halloween weekend.
What about 3 times a charm? But Miami plays in New England. It's like the last 2 years they've opened up against each other.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Would it be 3 times in a row?
Those games are stressful. I'd prefer not.
For me.
I'd prefer not.
My team doesn't win.
Right. 3 in a row, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Gotta love it.
All right, Not a Day goes by. Says his 2-year-old Angel Julius Garcia, AJ.
Oh, AJ.
AJ,
happy birthday,
man. AJ. All right, 2 years old. That's awesome. All right. Well, that was an intriguing conversation.
As far as the Deshaun Watson thing going, because we got a couple of texts, so here's what's going on. Second time in 2 weeks, a grand jury, a new one in Texas in a new county. I didn't know you could just do this.
I didn't either. So you're telling me one of the 22 ladies is like not in Harris County, it's in another county.
Well, the first grand jury convened in Harris County March 11th didn't return an indictment. The second grand jury will take place in a different Texas county. The New York Times reporting the exact location is Brazoria County. I don't know where that is. Just south of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Rusty Harden, Watson's attorney, confirmed that his camp is aware of the latest development in the case. Of course, he's facing 22 different civil lawsuits that allege sexual misconduct According to Harden, the second grand jury will be hearing evidence based on one of those 22 cases. And it is, and I am reading that she is filing a criminal. It's a criminal complaint.
Okay, that leads into my next question perfectly. Like, it sounds, what if she's got like a stronger case than the other ones? If mm-hmm. she's got enough to do a criminal.
Yep.
Do we know this? This, I thought this was a wrap with the Harris County.
The second grand jury could also return a no bill, or it's possible they could choose to indict. Now, Harden says there's never been any crime here, no matter if you call it an indecent assault or anything else. These are civil matters that belong in civil courts. Well, he's defending. Of course, he's going to say that.
Right.
Now, the news of the second grand jury meeting comes on the same day Watson arrived at the Browns practice facility for the first time. I believe he just passed his physical. I think read that.
All right, Kevin Stefanski. I guess you keep Baker around a couple more days because you never know. You're going to have Deshaun for – by the way, Deshaun's supposed to take his physical today, and he's supposed to have a press conference tomorrow. Are we going to predict that press conference gets canceled tomorrow?
Pushback? Postponed.
Yeah.
Believe I just read that he passed his physical
today. Then the PC's tomorrow, but I would hold off on that. That would look so bad if you trot your $230 million quarterback out there, and by then there's a criminal charge at the end of the day. That is so Browns.
Yeah, Mary Kay Cabot. An hour ago, Mary Kay Cabot. Deshaun Watson has passed his Browns physical today.
Okay. Well, I would not roll him out tomorrow in a press conference. No way.
Well, he also, I'm sure they're prepping him for this, and he knows that.
All he's got to do is go, well, on advice of my lawyers, I can't comment further, but I'm just glad to be here in Cleveland and ready to get on with my football career.
And somebody will press him on it. Somebody will press him on it. You just got to stay calm.
Mary Kay Cabot will.
Yeah, stay calm and do the same. I think a lot of it'd be interesting how many female reporters show up because they are angry. I understand it. And it's what you've heard on ESPN the last couple of days. NFL Network won't say much, but ESPN, some of the reporters on there, you know.
Yep.
So much for due process in some cases. They just.
Meanwhile, Baker will be going, how you like me now?
Yeah.
It's so messed up. It's so messed up. Oh, man.
But later on the Sound Street, I've got Tyreek Hill on the plane a little while ago. And also Armstead walking into the facility. He's got a 10-second message for everybody.
And at 3 o'clock, we're going to go to the press conference in Miami.
Excellent.
For Tyreek Hill and Taron Armstead.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Armstead.
Speaking of on the airplane, I read last night that the Colts, high brass, were warming up the private jet to meet with Jameis. Before the Matt Ryan thing happened. And then they had to go, Jameis, we'll get back to you. And they never did. They signed Matt Ryan. So it was never a Jimmy G plan in Indianapolis. It was Jameis.
And Jameis re-signs with the Saints.
Yep. More birthdays. Just moved here, guy. Can I get a birthday shout out to my little guy, Noah? Spent yesterday out at JetBlue at the ballpark.
Oh, nice.
Noah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Red Sox lost their first game.
That's a shame. All right. We are, obviously, we got a very busy day.
Oh.
I mean,
huge.
Lots going on.
Okay, I'm so psyched for these basketball games tonight. I can't wait.
Yeah. And which one's the late one? The Duke one? 9:39 Arizona?
The late one's the Arizona, but yeah, Texas Tech and Duke is 9:39 on CBS.
Yep.
So we had a good guest yesterday, a guy I've known for 20 years, does Arizona pre and post, Rich Herrera. That was a good preview for that. But since there's been another developing story, Benedict Mathurin, the player for Arizona. So apparently he was leaving the court after the TCU overtime win, extended his hands as he's walking past the baseline, and apparently touched a boob of a cheerleader.
God,
it's all over social media.
I didn't see that.
It's
today.
All over. Just
I'll look it up.
Oh, then he tried the TCU dance. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, he has reached out to apologize, and nobody's saying anything about it. She didn't react, so I wonder if he actually touched. As the video looks like he clearly did, but it's a thing.
As I said, the video shows Mathurin stopping, looking up toward the stands. Then after a bow, he raises up his arms, spread fully apart as he turns toward the tunnel. It appears to be looking the opposite way with his arms still outstretched when his left hand goes near the woman's chest.
Yep.
Although it's still unclear whether there was any contact.
It was close.
The dancer remained still and had no visible reaction in the short clip that first appeared on social media soon after the game.
Because she didn't react in the nanosecond that you could see her face. I'm wondering if he probably didn't touch her, but I don't know. It's a bad angle. It's a bad looking angle.
Yeah.
He said he was unaware of any contact. But it's a thing. All right, we'll get into some hoops. We'll get into the little spat on the sideline for the Heat and their loss to the Warriors during a 19-0 run in which they were getting smoked. And more NFL news as well. Plus, I keep reminding you guys the calendar is moving quickly. And, you know, June 1 is going to be here before you know it. And you know what happens June 1st. That's hurricane season. But a lot of stuff can happen between now and then, too, and you need to take a look at your insurance. Call Damon Briss Farmers Insurance and get it together. Bundle and save. We had a texter text show yesterday. Said he called Damon Briss and bundled and save, and he was very impressed with how much money Damon Briss saved him. So I know I switched all my policies to him a long time ago, but I know we have callers and listeners and texters that do it, and they are just wowed by how much money they could save. Damon Briss, Farmers Insurance, bundle and save. Pay less, get better coverage. He's a guy right here in Southwest Florida. He's sitting in his office right now. It's 2:30 in the afternoon. All of you been thinking about it? All of you call. Flood the phones. Flood them now. It'll be funny. I'll laugh about it. Here's his number. 239-202-2933. 239-202-2933. Damon Briss, Farmers Insurance. Have you switched yet?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thanks for tuning in. Very, very busy day here today. Last night, the Warriors beat up on the Heat. 118-104. The Warriors are banged up, but they went on a 19-0 run. Game was in Miami. Jimmy Butler and Udonis Haslem got into it on the sideline, and then Jimmy Butler turned on Eric Spoelstra. In fact, you can read Spoelstra's lips. What? You want to fight me right now?
I tweeted out a video of it from courtside. Still have to kind of listen, but yeah, that was kind of an ugly situation.
Really? It took him 35 minutes to get to the post-game press conference because they were working things out after the game, too. Interesting. Chris, your team's falling apart.
I think that every team has this issue. I know Boston had it in December where there was a players-only meeting and the coach going to the podium after the game talking about calling players out. It happens to every team.
Yeah,
every single team. It stinks that it's happening in mid-March. You prefer to get all these ironed out in the winter months, but I mean, I
wouldn't go crazy. But
I'm not going crazy about it. It's
in the heat of the moment type of thing. You hate to see it sort of spill out to half court.
Yeah,
with your coach, you know, I said you think you want to fight me? You really want to fight me?
I love that line,
but. That's one of those games, you know, and we said, look, what did Draymond Green say yesterday, you know, when they lost to Orlando? You know, Golden State, I thought Golden State had a chance to win this game last night anyway because of what Draymond Green said after the Orlando Magic, despite them being a little banged up or, you know, Steph not playing, that kind of thing. But they were humiliated by the Magic, the other two nights ago.
Yeah.
Humiliated. And he just said, he goes, we got punked. He goes, no, without no disrespect. He's like, Orlando is not a good basketball team. So I'm not surprised that they won. Look at Philadelphia last night. And by the way, and again, the stupid Nets. Yeah, okay. Kyrie and KD combined for 78 points, and you still got your butts kicked by 12.
They scored a lot of points, though. They scored 120.
Great. That's all that matters, I guess.
They're down 30 in the second quarter, 20 in the second quarter. They're down big.
Barton Hodge just refused to acknowledge Miami and the Celtics and Milwaukee. They just think that these two are going to jump on the floor if they get to the play-in round and that nobody's going to want to play them. I'll play them. Bring them on. I'll play them in the first round. Go ahead. Everybody's separated by a game. It's a game or game and a half right now. It's coming right down to the wire.
Also,
as far as seating goes. Bring him on. Let him play Boston, Miami, Milwaukee. Go ahead.
I didn't see that part of the video right there of
the second part
of Spoelstra, and it's spilling out onto the court.
Yeah, the clipboard goes down.
I mean, look, I think it's pretty well documented how close the nucleus of this Miami Heat team has been really since the bubble.
Yeah.
When they made it all the way to the NBA Finals.
Yep.
Brothers fight. You're going to fight when you're around the same guys every single day. You're going to have arguments. You're going to have disagreements. You're professional about it, and you move on. Yeah. I really don't think that this is like the Miami Heat culture tearing apart at the seams. This team has a solid culture in place.
And their next game is beautiful. They host the Knicks on Friday.
That's right.
I feel bad for that. Whatever the point spread is, I lay it, take Miami.
First quarter, first half, end game. Yeah. Although the Knicks have been playing well, at least the last week or so.
That's what I hear on Bart and Harn.
They've taken Julius Randle kind of out of the rotation, and that's done a lot for them.
What are you talking about? I heard after the first game of the season that Julius Randle is going to lead them to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yep.
That's what I heard.
Didn't he have a game like 2 weeks ago? He scored like 50 or 40 or 60. By the way, New York City Mayor Eric Adams is allowing the unvaxxed players to play home games now immediately. So Kyrie can play the rest of their home games.
We're going to call this the Yankee rule.
Or the Mets, right? I think he made the announcement from Citi Field yesterday.
The Brooklyn. Well, it's the Met rule. You know why?
Well,
Steve Cohen donated $1.4 something million to his campaign.
You got to have Mets playing.
There okay.
I mean, that's every day.
Do you think that came into play at all?
Aaron Judge was the big Yankee who was unvaxxed and was not going to be able to play in home games.
Right. Yeah. That fixed that real
quick.
But
Cohen donated $1.4 million to the mayor's campaign. I thought, you know, that pretty big influence.
Wig texting in. Was that Chris I heard? Yeah, Chris is back. By the way, again, thanks for the drip and the swag.
Yeah, I'm wearing the swag today.
You're wearing the shirt today. A lot of compliments on it. Yeah. It's very good.
Very slimming.
Slimming. That's right.
Awesome. Great colors.
They are great colors. No doubt about that. And the other thing I wanted to mention, we've talked about this on and off a little bit about Phil Mickelson and not playing in the Masters with all of his bad PR. I read today, this was in USA Today, because I thought to myself, well, Phil's beef is with the PGA, and that doesn't really affect the Masters. But apparently Augusta National told him, not this year. Told him to sit this one out. That was not his choice.
Hmm.
So I found that to be very interesting. They didn't want all the controversy.
Optics would have been strange.
Yeah.
With Phil being saying some critical things about the tour,
mm-hmm.
and then the first event back is one of the three that's not a PGA Tour event.
Right.
You know, that would be odd. Like I think that would be a big storyline at that point. So, I think he'll come back for the PGA Championship.
Is he going to be suspended from the PGA?
I don't think he'll be suspended. I think that what will end up happening is him and the commissioner, Jay Monahan, have a closed-door meeting. They air the grievances. They come out. They have a dual press conference together at the place where he's the defending champion, and they basically squash it and move on, realize that they need each other.
All right, now we found out this week, the way we found out is the Augusta National provided a list of former winners that will not be playing.
Mm-hmm. Which they do every year.
Yeah. Tiger's name was not on that. Jeff Nixon and I both think that the week before he's going to say, you know what, guys, I'm going to give it a shot.
I don't see it coming.
I can't. For a guy that's having a tough time walking. You don't know? Have you seen him?
Yes.
Well,
Have you seen him walk?
He said it.
I know, but he's not on the list yet, though. I think that says something. As Jeff Nixon said, this is a guy that played on a broken leg in the U.S. Open. I think he's going to try it. And if he doesn't make the cut, you got to pull out.
I will say it's not like he's taking a spot away from somebody else.
Right.
No, you know,
this is the biggest field. But he's also not good. I think he has too much.
I think he has too much dignity and respect for the game to go
out there too.
and humiliate himself. Because after two holes, he may not.
But my point is, for the U.S. Open, it's a 156-person field.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take one of those 156, player 157 doesn't get to play.
Right.
At the Masters, if you're a past champion, you're in.
Right.
No matter what. And if they have to expand the field from 97 to 98, then that's what they'll do.
Yeah.
You get in on your merit to the Masters. It's not a number that they have to fulfill. So I think for you're not messing with the integrity of the tournament at that point. Yeah. Like, you're still, everybody who gets invited is still invited, and Tiger's not taking a spot away from anybody.
Well, I'm still going to be on Tiger Watch until I see his name on the press conference that says I'm not playing.
But I mean, but would you want to see him out there then have to quit after three or four holes?
I've seen him quit before. I've seen him in pain and quit tournaments before. Yeah, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't change his legacy. If he wants to give it a shot.
I'm not saying it would change his legacy.
It.
I'm just.
I'm all for it.
I didn't know that, though, that he was not on that
He's
list.
He's not on the list.
Yeah.
No, the Masters.
No, they will not give him a card exemption.
I don't think he would take a card exemption.
Kokopuff, LOL, at the racist Masters keeping Phil Mickelson out. Cancel culture.
Wow. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's break just a smidge early.
A skosh?
A skosh. We can get through as much South Street as we can. We got some Miami Dolphin press conferences coming up at 3.
Got some Miami Dolphins sound, too. Yeah.
Future AFC champion Miami Dolphins.
How future?
Future. The next 50 years.
Can I say future NFC champion Detroit Lions? Can I say that?
I think you could say it for any team. That's a guarantee. I will guarantee
like 100 years from now.
As soon as Baker and Julio Jones get there, you are going to be a favorite.
Oh.
It ain't happening.
I'm reporting it.
You've been quoting yourself too much lately. It's an unreliable source.
It's a very reliable source.
Julio Jones is going to be a cult with Matt Ryan.
Can I put that in my Sports Center?
Yeah. No. According to Pete Shepard,
sources are telling ESPN Southwest Florida that Baker Mayfield and Julio are on the
Pete Shepard's just making bleep up.
I would buy a jersey just so we're on the same page.
I'm reporting it, and now I'm going to confirm it.
Julio.
Julio?
I would buy a Julio Jones Detroit Lions jersey.
Oh, no. Why? We had somebody that said they'd give us a
in fact, I might just
a cutout.
Just make one.
Somebody said they'll give me a life-size cutout. I promise I would put it in the studio.
Nice.
Right behind me for all our social media and all that kind of stuff. All right. So with that is our backdrop. Also coming up, we've got, don't forget, you can still vote on the Sheeman Shepherd texture bracket till 2 o'clock tomorrow. That is going swimmingly well. We've got hoops tonight, as a matter of fact, the Sweet 16 underway. And got the four games. Starts at 7 o'clock with Arkansas against Gonzaga. And it'll go all the way through the final whistle through the Houston-Arizona game late at night. Coverage of college basketball in March is brought to you by Gavin's Ace Hardware. Sheeman & Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right. Believe it or not, some of the reviews were mixed on the Dolphins. Let's start with the pro. Lewis Riddick says, if healthy, Tua should now be able to have success this season. This was on First Take.
Tua's not the kind of guy that's really a quote-unquote force multiplier type of quarterback that's going to make everyone else better. It's always going to be about what is around him and how it can then support him. So he has to prove he can be able to do that. The people that they brought in have to prove that they can stay healthy. Teron Armstead has to stay healthy. A guy like Raheem Mostert, who we know when he was with San Francisco with Mike McDaniel, has to prove that he can stay healthy. These guys have to stay on the football field for Tua. Jaylen Waddle has to stay on the football field. Tyreek has to stay on the football field. If that can happen, now it's about whether or not, you know, they can get these guys all humming along together at the same time on the field and whether Tua can really get the ball to them and let them catch and run and produce explosive plays, which I think he will be able to do.
Another positive take.
To the Armstead thing about him being, he's missed three games over the last 2 years.
I thought it was pretty steady. Right?
It was two in 2020 because of COVID,
right,
and one last year because of a sprained ankle.
Yeah.
So I don't know where this, maybe in 2019 he was out a few games. I don't remember that far back, but I looked it up yesterday. He'd missed three games the last two seasons.
Good stat. All right, here's Diana Rossini. There's a new dynamic for Tua with all these weapons. This was on Greeny.
You look at these receivers, the two fastest guys in the league are on the same team. They're going to want the ball. And we know a receiver like Tyreek Hill, who got the ball plenty in Kansas City, who was just asked to be paid the highest salary. He wanted to be the highest paid receiver for a reason. There's a lot of ego there. He's not going to be getting the same type of passes that he saw in Kansas City. We haven't seen Tua do it. So we can talk all about the pressure on Tua. the pressure is really, can he handle all these weapons now? That's where I'm interested in seeing if he can do this.
I think he can.
He had weapons at Alabama.
A lot of weapons at Alabama. I think he can. Everybody's trying so hard to... I don't know. I think he gets nitpicked way too often.
I don't think it's him. I think it's the franchise. I think the franchise to prove it to the national media that they can take success in the spring, develop it in the summer, and put a winning product on the field in the fall.
Now. But now he's got, I mean, you know, now he's got, he should have the time to throw. He's got a lot of weapons around him. They have, all you need is a serviceable running game. Theirs is better than serviceable.
Hopefully.
So Gesicki should have a monster year, I think, considering who everybody else has to get covered. So, I mean, look, if he can't do it now, then he's not going to do it.
Then
you move on.
And you keep your two firsts in next year's draft.
Now, not so fast. There's more Debbie Downer. Here's Mike Tannenbaum, former GM of the Dolphins, now with ESPN on KJM this morning, says Miami cannot win with Tua and expects to see Teddy covers Bridgewater by Halloween.
I don't think you can win a Super Bowl with Tua Tagovailoa. In fact, I think by Halloween, it could be reasonable to think that Teddy Bridgewater could be playing for the Dolphins. He's from down here. He's very popular. And when Tua came out, the concerns about him was his height and his lack of speed. And those two things, unfortunately, keep showing up. And I think what Miami did was make a great trade. They got the most explosive player in the game in Tyreek Hill, paired with Jalen Waddle, Cedric Wilson. They have an abundance of speed and explosiveness. I just don't think they're going to be able to get to where they want to go with Tua. And when you think about even in the AFC East, I still think at best they have the third best quarterback.
Look, I don't think, but no mention there of the offensive line being improved, which I think is unfair to make a statement like that and not throw the, I mean, you got to look at it from every single angle.
All right, here is Adam Teicher, the ESPN Chiefs reporter, on how Kansas City plans to replace Tyreek Hill.
Keep an eye on the Chiefs in the draft as they look to find a replacement for Tyreek Hill as their number one wide receiver. The Chiefs have two picks in each of the first four rounds, giving them the ability to go up and get a wide receiver near the top of the draft if they so choose. One intriguing possibility is Alabama's Jameson Williams, who tore his ACL in last season's national championship game. The two top wide receivers currently on the roster are the recently signed Juju Smith-Schuster and Mecole Hardman. Both will also figure in the plan to replace Hill, and it may take multiple players for the Chiefs to adequately cover for Hill's wide range of skills.
All right. Draft.
Do you want to hear from Tyreek Hill on the plane a little while ago?
Sure.
His press conference coming up in just a little bit. All right, here he is on the plane next to his either wife or girlfriend.
Dolphin Nation, I am so ready to be a part of Fins Up, man. Your boy Cheetah, so excited. So excited to meet all of you guys and ready to turn up, man, and throw it the peace sign. I'm very excited to meet the guys, you know, play with them, you know, have fun. It's going to be a fun year, man. But the guy I'm really excited to meet the most, though, that boy Jalen Waddle. How you doing, little penguin? Yeah, he a penguin.
Waddle's a penguin.
That's awesome. All right. You got Armstead, I think, as well.
2 seconds.
Yeah, here's a next-gen stat. Fastest average speed as a ball carrier in 2021. Number one was Tyreek Hill. He averaged 15.38 miles an hour. Deebo Samuel averaged 15.24 miles an hour. Jalen Waddle was number three in all of the NFL, 14.48 miles an hour. You have two of the three fastest guys in football with the ball in their hands on your team. And you also have, since in the last 4 years, fastest speeds, two of them are by Tyreek Hill, the other two by Raheem Mostert, running back for the Dolphins.
How about that?
The Dolphins are fast.
Okay.
All right, here's Armstead.
Okay.
Quick message to everybody in Dolphin Nation.
It's Teron Armstead, left tackle for your Miami Dolphins here in the city. I'm excited, ready to win, ready to get to work. Let's do it. Fans up.
Fans up.
Hang the banner.
Who is it you told me?
I'm kidding.
A signee for the Chiefs posted, like,
yeah, safety that the Chiefs signed yesterday tweeted out, like, you know, what's up, Chiefs Kingdom? You know, ask me anything or something like that. Tyreek Hill gets traded 10 minutes after. follows up that tweet with the, my bad, y'all are busy today. Yeah. I'll hit you up tomorrow.
Try tomorrow. That's funny.
Hey, how about this? Veteran wide receiver Cole Beasley, one of the top free agents available. Baker Mayfield and Danny Amendola got in a throwing session today in Austin, where all three NFL players live in the offseason. It's not a bad.
Working out.
A bad flag football team right there.
All right, coming up, I still have sound from Eric Spoelstra regarding the little tiff on the sideline for the Heat. We'll check in with Coach K and Drew Timmy, among others, from Gonzaga. We got some college basketball tonight. I believe there's a Dolphins press conference coming up here at 3 o'clock. So let's keep it moving. Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.